This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Good morning. It is 8 o'clock here on KNSS. Currently in Wichita, it is 41 degrees, some patchy fog in the area, 97% humidity here on this Monday morning. We'll be taking a look at the international events that have gone on during the past weekend.
Kansas leaders react to the weekend capture of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. I'm Phil Hildebrand, and I'll have that story coming up.
I'm Rodney Price. Wichita police were called out to investigate a suspicious device over the weekend. That story is coming up.
Republicans and Democrats divided along party lines over the Trump administration's capture of Venezuela's president, Nicolas Maduro.
Many Republicans say the administration had the authority to do this mission because they were carrying out an arrest warrant for Maduro and his wife.
This was a law enforcement proceeding to capture someone who has been indicted on some very serious charges of killing Americans.
Democrats, though, say the administration violated the law by not seeking approval from Congress and undermined its power to declare war.
Many of my colleagues want to avoid voting, if at all possible. But to say this isn't a military action that requires congressional authorization, I think is to put your head in the sand.
The president has also indicated an interest in Venezuela's oil. Vice President J.D. Vance says it's Venezuela who stole American oil property.
And that's Fox's Madeline Rivera with that report from the nation's capital.
Legislative leaders from Kansas gave their reactions after the United States captured Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro over the weekend.
Senator Roger Marshall said Saturday morning on Facebook that Trump made a promise to secure U.S. borders from chaos and cut off threats at the source. Quote, Venezuela ignored the call to stop trafficking lethal drugs into America. Our communities and children are safer at home because of bold leadership like this, and I'm proud to stand with him, unquote. Kansas Senate President Ty Masterson posted on X Saturday morning commending President Trump and our brave U.S. forces for this decisive action against the Maduro regime. Quote, This narco-terrorist has poisoned American communities and destroyed countless lives, including our children. Bringing him to justice and securing our hemisphere is long overdue. God bless America, unquote. Representative Sharice Davids, the lone Kansas Democrat, also provided a statement on the matter, saying the action could have put U.S. troops in danger. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
A busy exit in Wichita is closing in about an hour, affecting your commute. The ramp from northbound Canal Route to westbound Kellogg is going to close at about 9 o'clock this morning, and it'll stay closed for more than a year and a half. The ramp is closed for bridge construction, set to reopen in September of 2027. As a detour, if you're northbound on I-135, you can go past that, exit at 2nd Street, turn around, then go southbound on the Canal Route to take the westbound Kellogg exit. And as part of that construction, the inside lanes of I-135 between Lincoln and Douglas, as well as the inside lanes on Kellogg from Hillside to Topeka, will be closed to traffic. And KDOT says the construction is needed to help extend the bridge's longevity.
Police responded to the report of a suspicious device in South Wichita Saturday night.
Just after 8:30, officers responded to the area of South Greenwood and East Indianapolis. Arriving officers found a suspicious item in a bag on the street, but were unable to determine if it was indeed dangerous. WPD's explosive ordnance disposal unit was called out and determined there was no concern for safety. The incident comes after two men suffered serious injuries Friday afternoon after handling undetonated fireworks. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
President Trump has been told to stop the threats against Greenland by the Prime Minister of Denmark.
Mette Frederiksen says the U.S. has no right to annex any part of the Kingdom of Denmark. That includes Greenland, which President Trump says the United States needs for national security. Danish Prime Minister Frederiksen says it's time to stop the threats against a historically close ally. The comments come after Katie Miller, a conservative commentator whose husband is an aide of President Trump, posted a map of Greenland on social media in the colours of the American flag. The caption read, "Soon." Most Greenlanders favour eventual independence from Denmark, but polls show strong opposition to becoming part of the US. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
A jockey of note has passed, the moon getting closer, and a live interview with U.S. Senator from Kansas, Jerry Moran, is coming up shortly. KNSS News Time, 8:05. 8:09 here on this Monday, January 5th, the first female jockey to ride in the Kentucky Derby has passed away.
Diane Crump has died at the age of 77. Her daughter says her mother was diagnosed with an aggressive form of brain cancer in October. Crump died Thursday night while in hospice care in Winchester, Virginia. In 1970, Crump became the first woman to ride in the Kentucky Derby. She was outclassed in the history-making race at Churchill Downs, finishing 15th out of 17 on Fathom. Crump won 228 races before riding her last race in 1998, a month shy of her 50th birthday. Deborah Valentine, Fox News.
Humans might get pretty close to the moon again this year, Fox's Evan Brown reports from Miami.
NASA is planning to launch Artemis II this year. This is the first crewed mission of the Artemis program devised during President Trump's first term as humanity's return to the moon. This mission will carry three of NASA's astronauts and one Canadian on a mission to circle the moon but not land, and then return to Earth flying aboard the new Orion multipurpose crew vehicle. No human has set foot on the moon since the final Apollo mission in 1972. Artemis II will launch no earlier than February 5th of this year, but that date could always shift. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
It's 8:10 with Ted and John here on KNSS.
Traffic is heavy heading southbound onto I-135 from 235. It's about a five-minute delay. And be aware of construction on I-135 southbound just past the interchange. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, that's your Odyssey Wichita traffic.
And in Wichita, let's take a look at our weather forecast. Mostly sunny today with a high of 65 degrees. And let's check in and see what's up with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Ross Jansen.
Aside from patchy fog, it is a quiet start as we head back to work and school. Mostly sunny sky, southwest breeze 5 to 15 and 65 this afternoon. Becoming clear, overnight low in the upper 30s. Sunshine staying mild on Tuesday, high in the mid-60s. More of the same on Wednesday, mostly sunny and 65. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Yes, Jake Dunn, and we do have fog in the area, and it's pretty thick in some places, so the fog has set in here on this Monday morning commute, so you got to watch out for that. Currently in Wichita, it is 98% humidity with that fog and 41 degrees on this Monday morning.
The United States Congress has returned to business. They're back at it this morning, and with us now is United States Senator Jerry Moran. Senator Moran, thank you for joining us this morning.
Ted and John, my honor to be with you on this debut appearance. and delighted to talk with you and provide information to our listeners as well.
Well, we appreciate you you're willing to give us some time this morning. I think the big news, obviously, was deposed Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro. He appears in New York City courtroom later today. His capture by the military, some are saying it's controversial. I'm curious your thoughts on it.
Well, when I accepted this opportunity to be on air, we had no idea what the news would be. And it's kind of the world we live in today with, such a significant development over the weekend. Look, Maduro is a drug engaged. He's been indicted. He's going to face justice. That's good. Absolutely a good thing. And it's so pleasing to see the capabilities of our personnel, American personnel, to be able to extract this villain and bring him to justice. So that's all in from my point of view. We'll have an opportunity. In fact, I'm meeting later this morning with DEA, and I'll have an opportunity to get a better understanding of the circumstances of the drug activities. I chair the subcommittee that appropriates for law enforcement, including the DEA, and I'm anxious to hear their perspective later in the week. In fact, tomorrow, a briefing. I'm a member of the Intelligence Committee, where we'll have a briefing of what transpired. To me, the question is not necessarily so much about what has transpired, but the real issue is what is next. And we know from history, we are not good at running countries outside our own. We know from the politics and circumstances today, our own country faces lots of challenges, and there's a lot of desire. In fact, President Trump was elected in part because the America First focus on the countries in our own nation. So more information to be had about the law enforcement aspect of this, more information to be had about the intelligence that led to the capabilities of doing this. And then the real question is, how quickly can we make certain that we're not engaged in a long-term circumstance with a government in creating a government, in managing people, in being engaged in any kind of long-term basis in the country of Venezuela?
No, I think you're right. I don't think any of us want to be there. It's not our place. Let Venezuela run Venezuela. I do think it's sad to see some of your colleagues across the aisle defending a dictator and a narco terrorist. And I mean, obviously, having him out and having a democratic elected president in place is probably the better route to go there. Congress comes back into session today. You've got major issues facing Congress, and particularly the funding of the government to avoid another government shutdown. That comes up here a matter of weeks, the end of the month, correct?
It does. The end of the month is another continuing resolution conclusion. In other words, we funded the federal government at its current circumstance, current amount of money, and current way of spending that money until the end of the month. This is the same thing we went through with in December, and we were unsuccessful in additional funding, and therefore the shutdown occurred. I've been through a lot of shutdowns. In fact, we've had conversations about them on this program over the years. I've never seen a circumstance in which the shutdown, the goal of what someone who is using their leverage to get something, that something can be very important. In fact, something I might even be supportive of, but I've never seen where the shutdown creates a circumstance where the benefit is outweighed by the pain that it causes everyday Americans. And I've certainly have constituents over the years who've told me, shut her down, it doesn't matter to me. But that's true only until then they call to say they need some help with something. And so we ought to avoid a shutdown. I think it's important. And we ought to be better. Every county, city, Board of Education in Kansas has a budget. They adopt their budget, and then they put the money where they put they put the money on the budget. And somehow we aren't able to do that in Washington, D.C., and it's a real criticism that I would level against, among many, against the way that Congress works. And there's just not enough getting along in this place called Washington to be able to just do the basics of government. So it's expected the next 3 weeks, it's expected for us to do more appropriation bills. There are 12 appropriation bills to be done. We've done three of them. They're in force. A shutdown would not affect those three areas of government. There are three more that are expected to be filed this morning, and the House take them up this week, and the Senate the next, and that would be six bills out of the 12. And we're trying to work our way through almost all of the bills, all but one, between now and the end of the year. We'll see if we can get that done, but we're on the path to do more appropriation bills, and it's front and center for much of what will occur in Washington, D.C. this month, is that avoiding a shutdown. And I mean, there are other issues, including this issue of healthcare, which started the last shutdown. And there are a lot of people who are struggling with healthcare costs and their premiums on their insurance. And so that issue has not gone away and probably will be a part. In fact, I'm certain will be a part of this discussion again about the appropriations process.
We're speaking live today with U.S. Senator from Kansas, Jerry Moran. And Kansas did get a massive $222 million for that rural health transformation program. And in a state as big and wide as ours is, that's really, really important money.
Absolutely. And I appreciate you saying that. We worked hard to get the money appropriated for this purpose. We worked hard for Kansas to come out fairly in the process. It's now true that there are five states who receive more money than Kansas from this program. And so we did really well. We're the sixth in the nation in part because we're so rural. But it was a development that is really important to, I mean, all of Kansas, but certainly rural Kansas. And there is, I don't know of a hospital in Kansas, and I've visited more than 50 of them. We have about 125 hospitals in our state. I visited 50 of them last year. I visited all of them over a period of time, and they're all fragile. And we lose our hospitals. We lose we lose the capability of keeping a community together. Not only is this about health care, but it's about if you don't have hospital open, pharmacy on Main Street, how do you keep your citizens to live in a community? Young people won't take the risk of raising their family there. And senior citizens are encouraged by their kids. You got to move where there's a doctor and a hospital. So if you care about Kansas broadly, and if you care about rural Kansas in particular, this is a significant development that we worked really hard to achieve in working with CMS, Dr. Oz, and with Health and Human Services as well. So good stuff. And it's so far, it seems like we're on a path that our hospitals may actually end up in a better position than they would have been without that reconciliation, that so-called one big beautiful bill.
Senator, you lead a subcommittee hearing to review the FAA's air traffic control modernization plan. I know you talked a little bit about that when we were out at WSU Tech here last week or so before the new year. Can you give us any update? You know, the folks, because of the tragic crash that affected so many here in Wichita last year, can you give us any update on how they're fixing, you know, modernizing air traffic control and trying to solve particularly the issues in Washington, D.C.?
Well, you know, we had Sean Duffy, the Secretary of Transportation, uh-huh. with me in Wichita later last year. And he has taken a real strong leadership position in his first day on the job was the tragedy of January the 29th. While he and I knew each other, we really became well acquainted, spending a night, an evening and a night at Reagan National Airport on that tragic day. And I think it really probably in a way that he had never expected changed the focus of his leadership at the Department of Transportation. We've also have a new FAA administrator that's in place, been confirmed, and we are in a position in which the focus now is not on anything but how do we make our air traffic safer, and most of that involves new technologies. We are so far behind in updating the capabilities of air traffic control across the country. We need more air traffic controllers. And that process is taking place. The big, beautiful bill included money for that purpose, $12.5 billion. And so we are making progress, and we expected, and that hearing that I chaired was designed to make sure that we're knowledgeable of what they're doing and to encourage them to do things they may be missing or to critique the things they are doing. So it gave Congress an opportunity, me and others, the opportunity to have a greater level of input into what happens. And a lot of it had to do with cheering or encouraging the FAA in particular, but the Department of Transportation to continue their efforts and to continue them in a timely fashion that benefits the American people. And where we ended up, I mean, I have visited with family members of the victims of that crash. And it seems to me that they're really using this tragedy in their lives to be the focal point of making sure that Congress and the administration does something that really matters for the safety of the flying public.
Well, I know, Senator, if we appreciate your time this morning. I know you've got to run. You're back in session today. If folks are interested, if they want to connect with you, it's moran.senate.gov, correct?
You have said that so many times before. That is true. Jerry at moran.senate.gov. Yeah, you got it. Correct. I think you did it better than I did.
Thank you, Senator. We appreciate you as always. People. Keep up the good work, my friend.
Thank you, sir and sirs, and best wishes to John in this new role as a broadcaster at KNSS on this program. Best
regards. Thank you, sir.
Thank you much, and Happy New Year, and thank you for your time. That is Kansas Senator, U.S. Senator from Kansas, Jerry Moran. It is 8:23. With Steve and with Ted and John on KNSS. Let's take a look at what's going on in sports. Last game of the season for the Kansas City Chiefs yesterday afternoon in Las Vegas against the Raiders. The game featured 8 field goals, 4 for each team, so that's 12-12. So how do we decide this game? Well, I guess you could have a drop kick or you could have this.
9-6 Raiders. The Chiefs are 3 of 14 on third down offensively. Rochelle backs up at the near hash. Creed Humphrey trying to get the offensive line set up. Rochelle takes the snap and on the retreat from the own end zone, it's a safety. Chu Godrick gets beaten by Tyree Wilson, and now the Raiders lead 11-6. And the Chiefs have to free kick the ball away to the silver and black with 4:37 to go in the game.
Yeah, that was Mitch Holtis with the call. You heard it right here on KNSS. That was a safety, and that would be the final margin in the game.
Raiders only rushed 3. The other 8 all standing, covering the rest of the field. The Chiefs will have to throw underneath. Kelce flips it back. Juju Smith-Schuster picks it up. Goes back to Bichelle, who's going to throw it all the way across the field. It's going to be taken by Kingsley Suamaatia. And a little bit of John Ault back in the day. We're in 76. He's tackled on the far sideline. Game's over, season's over. A disappointing loss to end a disappointing season. The Chiefs lose this game on a 60-yard field goal by Daniel Carlson to finish at 6-11 on the season. And even though the Raiders win, they'll still have the 1-1 pick in the upcoming 2026 draft because the Giants beat the Cowboys earlier today.
So the Chiefs end the season on a 6-game losing streak, falling 14-12 at Vegas yesterday. Here's Chiefs head coach Andy Reid.
Well, we spent the hours putting it together, and players spent the hours working it. You know, it just didn't go as smooth as what we wanted. When we expect the young guys, when they have a chance to jump in, go. We cut it back a little bit so guys could play fast and, you know, we got to do a better job all the way around, coaching, playing, and I mean, it's a team effort here. So we got to all do a little bit better.
Was this the last game for Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce? Well, maybe, maybe not.
First things first, I just love this team. Guys like Chris Jones over here pointing at me from across the room. I love that guy. You know, just I'm proud of the way we finished this, even though you know it ended the way it did. Guys still showed up. Gave it their all, and that's all you can ask for, man. And I got so much love for this team, this organization, and the people here. So I'll spend some time with them, go through exit meetings tomorrow, and get close to the family and figure things out.
And then last night on Sunday Night Football, the very last game of the regular season came down to the very last play with a playoff spot on the line. The Pittsburgh Steelers trailing leading Baltimore 26-24, but the Ravens with a chance to win it on the final play of the game. You heard it last night on KFH.
He has not missed from inside 50 yards. This will be a 44-yard attempt. It will come from the middle of the field. It's for the division. Loop is ready. Here's the snap, the spot, the kick is on the way. It is no good! He missed it! It's wide to the right, and the Pittsburgh Steelers have won the division. The Steelers are going to the playoffs. Tyler Loop missed it wide right, and the Steelers have won the game 26-24. Pittsburgh wins the AFC North. They will go to the playoffs.
Steelers go, the Ravens do not. And that is Sports with Ted and John, brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, now pouring the brand new seasonal Bock Lager. Bock? Yeah. A cold beer that'll give you a warm feeling. Bock Lager is available at all three WBC brew pubs, east near Central and Woodlawn, west at 13th and Tyler, and in historic Delano at Handley. Wichita Brewing Company, it's pizza and beer made here. Traffic and weather on a foggy morning is underway, and the Sean Hannity Morning Minute next on KNSS.
Wichita's number one talk. This is Woodward and Witt on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is Monday, January 5th, first Monday morning of the year. We have fog in the area. It's pretty thick in some places. Breeze out of the south-southeast. 98% humidity. It is 41 degrees here on this Monday morning. The United Nations Security Council holding a hearing today to discuss the United States strike in Venezuela during the weekend.
The emergency meeting will address threats to international peace and security as it relates to the strike Saturday in Venezuela that preceded the arrest of Nicolas Maduro and his wife on American indictments. On Fox's Sunday Morning Futures, U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Mike Waltz said while many at the U.N. will talk about sovereignty being violated,
I will remind everyone of Article 51 of the United Nations Charter, which is, as we have in the past, which is a nation's inherent right to self-defense.
Colombia called for the meeting backed by China and Russia. Somalia will preside over the session. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
One person is in critical condition after a vehicle hit a pedestrian in East Wichita. Sedgwick County Dispatch confirms at 7:35 p.m. last night, a pedestrian was hit by a vehicle at Douglas and Hillside, and one person is critically injured from the accident.
A bloody brawl broke out at Disneyland as customers were waiting in line for the Indiana Jones ride.
The man savagely beaten in front of his teenage daughter when he confronted another family trying to cut in line. His injuries left him in need of multiple stitches and covered in bruises shown in a posted photo of his battered face. Witnesses say they saw the assailant go berserk when he was accused of trying to cut into the line, beating the victim for about a minute while he cowered on the ground. No immediate comment from Disneyland. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
850 with Ted and John here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Time now for three big things.
Three.
Deposed Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is set to make his first appearance in an American courtroom. He's accused of narco-terrorism. A major exit is closing in Wichita at 9 o'clock this morning. The ramp from northbound Canal Route to westbound Kellogg will be closed for more than a year and a half.
One.
A pedestrian hit early last evening in Wichita at Douglas and Hillside is hospitalized in critical condition. That's three big things with Woodward and Witt on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
No major incidents, but it's a little sluggish on K-15 at 31st Street northbound due to roadwork. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, that's your Odyssey Wichita traffic.
Mostly sunny today, high of 65, clear in sky this evening, a low of 38. Tomorrow, sunny and mild, high of 65. Currently in Wichita, it's foggy and 42 degrees. At Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
KNSS.
It is 8:51 here with Ted and John on KNSS, and now it's time for a local business update. Let's check in with editor Kirk Seminoff from the Wichita Business Journal. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Ted. A Wichita scrap metal company with 10 Kansas locations has been acquired by a Kansas City recycling business. KC Scrap Management Industries, which already operates a scrap yard in Park City, said last week it had acquired Wichita's All Metal Recycling. All Metal was started by Marty and Ron Cornejo in 2009 after it purchased Castor Iron and later sold the business to sons Clint and Colby Cornejo. Those Cornejos will stay in leadership positions, and the All Metal name will remain on its locations, including three in Wichita. Terms were not disclosed. Scrap Management Industries will now operate 19 yards over three states and operate five automobile shredders. And for those of you who use your own automobile for business purposes, take note, even as gas prices dip at the pumps, the IRS plans in 2026 to increase the optional standard mileage rate for individuals who drive their own cars for business use. Starting last week, the rate bumped up by 2.5 cents to 72.5 cents per mile for 2026. Optional standard mileage rates are used to calculate the deductible cost of operating vehicles for business, charitable, and medical purposes. It may also be used to calculate the deductible costs of operating vehicles for moving purposes for certain active duty members of the armed forces. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Seminoff.
Well, Kirk, of course, that recycling business, that's been around, seems like, forever, and we all know kind of what it is, but it's not a business you usually think of as expanding or going somewhere else or being part of a huge conglomerate.
And I went to look at the website, to look at the All Metal website to just get some more details, and I just had fun watching stuff get, you know, scrunched into, you know, small rectangles. That was a lot of fun.
Well, exactly, yeah.
I'm gonna do that this afternoon.
You remember when Letterman used to do that, when he would put stuff in his drill press and see what happened?
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Those were the salad days, weren't they, of Letterman?
Weren't they? Yep. That and dropping watermelons off of a tower. That was another good one. This will be near and dear to you. Happy birthday to actor Ted Lange from The Love Boat. 78 today.
Wow, that's right.
That's Isaac, your bartender.
Isaac, your bartender.
I'm shooting my guns at you, Ted, like Ted Lang does. Ted Lange.
I knew you would be. Yeah, ready to serve up a drink. I always felt like he was like a Muppet because we only saw him from like the navel up. You never saw Ted Lang's legs.
What was he wearing?
Well, he's wearing the little red coat, but, you know, he was always behind the bar.
Yeah, he's always behind the bar. Listening to your stories, listening to stories of guests who were looking for love and just couldn't find a way to make that connection.
Exactly, and providing the segue into the next scene, which would have, like, you know, Artie Johnson and Bert Convy dressed up as women who were stowaways, you know, whatever.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
And how many times a year would we see Charo on the Love Boat, Ted?
Charo or Susan Anton would be walking by and going into the next scene. All right. Well, Ted Lang is 78 today. Happy birthday from the Love Boat. Hey, Kirk, thanks for being with us, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
You got it.
There he goes, editor from the Wichita Business Journal, Kirk Semenoff, here with Ted and John on KNSS. Well, this is the first episode of Ted and John in the Morning, and we've got 45 seconds, so I think we made it through show number one.
I think we survived. I give it an A++++.
I guess we'll see if management calls us into the office.
That's right.
Hopefully we made it through, and they're ready. They want us to be here tomorrow.
If we're here tomorrow, then we passed. If not,
somebody's in big trouble. Yep. All right. Well, we plan on being here tomorrow morning on a Tuesday, and we're glad you're with us. Happy New Year. Thanks for listening to us here as we get going on the new year. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck and then the Dana Show with Dana Lash, the Sean Hannity Show, news updates all day long. We're glad you're with us here with Ted and John in the Morning. Right here, you're listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita in the fog on a Monday morning. Have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.